Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast, Perivive. Have you heard of that before? Well, it's a lot of things are happening in the literature about this. I can't wait to learn more about it because we have the Chief Veterinary Officer of Perivive. We got Betsy Smith in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm excellent, thank you.
First time on a podcast, huh?
First time on a podcast.
Let's
first
do it.
Time in Nashville.
Oh my gosh,
lots of firsts.
This is great, I love it. Well, we want to thank Perivive for sponsoring this podcast as well. And a little bit of information about our wonderful colleague, Dr. Smith. She received her BS in Wildlife Ecology from the University of Wisconsin, MS in Wildlife Disease from the University of Florida, and her DVM from the University of Florida. Go
Gators! And go Badgers!
Right, excellent. Anything else? Go...
Go swimming.
Okay.
Go to the rodeo. We're going to the rodeo tonight.
Right. Go Perivive.
Go Perivive.
Okay. And she's practiced small animal general medicine first as an associate, then as practice owner from 1986 to 2024 as the chief veterinary officer of Perivive from 2024 onward. So thanks for joining us. So how did you become involved with Perivive?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. The CEO and the originator of Perivive is an MD by trade, Brian Song, worked in the human biopharm industry. And he found that there were a number of products that were tested on dogs. And then once they got promoted to human trials, it was totally forgotten about, just dropped. And he thought, well, that's wrong. They're experimenting on the dogs. They should be able to benefit from these products. And he decided that would be a really good product to develop.
So, and what is it?
Perivive is a hyaluronic acid. It's a dental adjuvant. It's a gel that's applied at the conclusion of periodontal procedures.
Okay.
It basically doubles the rate of tissue regeneration and repair. So it increases the efficacy of the dental procedures.
Wow, which is, I think, a huge game changer for what we do. And what are some of the uses of it?
It is used in periodontal pockets. Pathologic pockets. It can decrease the depth of the pocket by 50%. It also increases the clinical attachment level of the tooth because it helps to regenerate periodontal ligament-like tissue, bone, and cementum. So now we've got a tooth that's more secure in its socket.
Wow.
It is used in furcation defects. You can actually close a class 1 or 2 furcation defect by doing a really good job of root planing and or open flap debridement. Nothing's going to work if you don't get the surface clean.
Right.
But you do that, put in the Perivive, and you can actually get a full closure of your class 1 and 2 furcation defects.
That's really good because a lot of us want to try to save the teeth as best as we can. Now we have something that can really
help
support
it. We have something that can save teeth. Exactly.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Are there any new products being developed?
There are. We have several in the works. One should be introduced this summer, actually.
Oh.
It's a water supplement, a water additive that is hyaluronic acid as well. It's a tablet that dissolves in 8 ounces of water and then the dog or cat drinks it, and it's very effective treatment for gingivitis.
Oh, okay.
So that should be coming out shortly. We're also working on developing a product that combines hyaluronic acid with bone grafting material.
Okay. And with Perivive, can it be used in any chronic conditions as well?
Absolutely, yeah. It is very effective for chronic gingivostomatitis in cats.
Oh.
Yeah.
We see so
it's
often.
It's so often, and it's so painful, and you feel so bad for the cats. And even with full mouth extractions, up to a third of the cats are going to have recurrences. So the Perivive is applied once a day until the pet comes into remission. And then it can be reapplied when the pet comes out of remission.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have a longer-term study going on now, a 2-month study looking at how long it can be, how long the animal may stay in remission and whether we can keep them in remission by applying it, you know, once or twice a week or something.
Okay.
We don't have those results yet. Dr. Bonnie Shope is the lead researcher on that.
Okay.
It also is very effective on CCUS or cups in dogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of affordability and pricing, is it within reason for us when we're doing our dentals?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. It is $65 for a syringe, which generally will treat 2 to 4 dogs or up to 5 to 6 cats.
Oh, okay.
You know, depending on the size of the animal,
right,
and the degree of dental disease. I mean, if you have a Great Dane with multiple extractions,
yes, yeah,
you're not going to get multiple uses out of that. But people can treat even more than 5 or 6 cats sometimes.
Okay.
So for $65 for a syringe, if you're treating even an average of 3 animals, that makes it a little over $20 per application. And On average, the practitioners that have responded back to us are charging $90 per patient to apply it.
Okay.
So it not only is very good medicine, it also can be a good profit center for the veterinarians, which is never a bad thing.
Is there an expiration on it once you use it for one patient?
It can be used multiple times. We do have four application tips that come in a box. And once it's opened, you just recap it, put it back in the box, date the box, and it's good for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So you don't get any wastage.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, because you know you're doing at least one dental a week out there. My gosh, at least.
Yeah, or you should be.
Right, I'm telling you. Yeah. Any other research projects that are in the process?
Absolutely, yes. We have a number of dental diplomates as well as residents or people working on the residencies in dentistry. One of them is on radiation-induced mucositis when animals have undergone radiation treatment. There's another one looking at the bone grafting material. One resident is looking at using Perivive immediately following full mouth extractions for stomatitis cats. And as we said, we're ongoing with one in CCUS in dogs and such. Or it's a totally data-based company. We're totally research-driven, and the research projects are all done independently of us. We basically just work with the diplomates to set up the trial protocol, provide the Perivive, and then everything else is independent of us. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Lots of great research projects.
Lots of great research projects, yeah.
That's great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Dr. Smith, thanks for all the great work that you're doing. It's amazing.
Thank you for having me.
A lot
here.
Of great stuff happening with Perivive. So thank you so much.
Good
Thanks to our friends at Perivive for supporting the conversation. Don't forget to rate this podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast
and
podcast.
And go Gators.
She got in there again. Take care, everyone.